With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The recent debate between 8th District congressional candidates is getting a lot of attention from comments made by Kim Schreier.
The H-2A visa program does not work well for either the farmers or for the workers and can lead to sort of a pattern of indentured servitude where a worker is essentially held hostage by a potentially abusive farmer.
Asked if it was ignorance on her part, Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says that certainly seems to be the case.
I don't know that there's a lot of reason not to have been able to find out the facts.
Especially, Devaney says, her reference to workers being forced to stay with a particular employer.
There could be advantages to reforming the program to have the ability to move workers between employers. But right now, that is a requirement of the program because the ability to bring in an H-2A worker is tied to that individual employer documenting that there is a shortage.
Devaney says it's in the rules.
You can't have workers go from an employer that has documented that they cannot find anyone just to some other employer. That's why it's employer specific. It's not about forcing the workers to stay in a particular place. It's about ensuring they're not doing harm to the rest of the domestic workforce. And it's really, I think, unfair to characterize this as an abuse by agricultural employers and as farmers when they're complying with the law designed to protect U.S. workers.
Devaney says the ag sector has much more education to do with regards to H-2A and other matters.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.